All right, let's do some work in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. I want to tell you the backstory real quick. This is right after Jesus had fed over 5,000 people with how many loaves?
Five.
And how many fish?
Two.
And they had plenty of leftovers. So this was the next day. Jesus had come back, and they had bread on the brain. So this is what Jesus says in John chapter 6, starting with verse 26. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval." They replied, "We want to perform God's works too. What should we do?" Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent." They answered, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day." And Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Skip to verse 40. "For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up on the last day." I will raise them up on the last day. Jesus is the bread from heaven. The bread from heaven. Hallelujah. It's raining bread on your head. Observe. Witness the great miracle that Jesus is the bread of heaven. Thank you, God. Jesus is the bread of heaven. He's the eternal life. He is the only thing that will sustain us. He is the only thing that will fulfill us. You guys just ate lunch. Except Jesus doesn't have trans fats and sodium and ranch wheat, enhanced wheat flour, but Jesus is the bread of life. He is God's gift from heaven. He is the only thing that will sustain us. He is the only thing that will fulfill us. My beautiful bride, Rachel, she loves bread. And to her, the food pyramid, you know, where they have all the fruits and the veggies and all that, this, if you can see, that would be her food pyramid. Bread's a big deal. There aren't really other food groups. In fact, when we go to restaurants, she only goes there for the bread. She doesn't care. She doesn't go there for the service. She doesn't go there for the atmosphere. She doesn't go there because of the prices. She goes there because of what kind of bread they serve before the meal comes. She loves to go to Olive Garden because of the breadsticks. Oh, they're golden brown and so buttery and garlicky. She loves to go to Texas Roadhouse because of the rolls with the cinnamon butter. She loves Cracker Barrel with the biscuits and the cornbread. "Look, honey, there's a Cracker Barrel." "No, I see it." But guess what? After she fills herself on breadsticks and can hardly eat the meal, after she fills herself on biscuits and, what was the other one? Rolls. What's she going to do tomorrow? So you're going to be hungry again. We're going to have to go back to Olive Garden. I'm sorry. What are you going to do? Is that okay? All right. She's not fully satisfied. She is for that moment, perhaps. She is for that meal. But she won't be satisfied for the next day, and the next day, and the next day. She's going to be hungry again. What do people try to satisfy themselves with? What do people try to fill their life with, work towards? What do they put their energy towards? Give me some answers.
Bread,
money, work, friends and stuff, computer games, material stuff,
bacon,
absolutely. Bacon, I thought I'd throw it out there. They try to fill their lives with these things, and they may be satisfying for a meal. They may be good with drugs until the next fix. They're going to need to be satisfied again. Alcohol, okay, so they're going to have a drink, and it's fun. But then they need more. They're never really satisfied. Sexual relationships, the same way with your girlfriend or boyfriend. Porn, there's just a little bit. You just want more and more. Alcohol, drugs, money. There was a survey that was taken of people from all kinds of incomes, from $30,000 all the way through $100,000 and more, I'm sure. And they asked them, how much more money do you need to make to be happy? And you know what they said? Just a little more. Just a little more. The person who made $30,000 said, I just need a little more. The person who made $70,000 said, just a little more to be happy. $100,000, same thing. They weren't satisfied with what they had. They needed more. We'll always need more and more if we're going after things in life that aren't Jesus. We can only be truly satisfied through Jesus. Those things, the money, the drugs, the computer games, they'll all pass away. They're only temporary. We need to be focusing on the things that are eternal, on the things that will last. Jesus, doing His work, the kingdom of God, serving others, representing Christ in our schools and in our jobs. Those are the things that will last. We need to focus on those things instead of all the others. And so, people can chase their whole life after something. They can spend their whole life striving and going towards something that at the end, what was it all for? Have you ever heard you can't put a U-Haul on a hearse? You ever see a U-Haul with a hearse? No. Wait. A hearse with a U-Haul on the back, right? Luggage rack or whatever. You have all these possessions, you have all this stuff, but what happens at the end? It doesn't matter. The only thing that remains is Jesus and His Father. Hebrews chapter 12 says, strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. If there's something that you have in your life that is slowing you down, that you're striving, that you're trying to be satisfied with, but it's not doing it, you need it more, you need more, you need more, let it go. Take it off. Strip that thing off because it's slowing you down. That sin that you're in, that so easily trips you up. It's so easy to do it again and again and again. Get rid of it. Follow Jesus. Those things are only temporary. It's not going to satisfy you. You've all heard you are what you eat, right? You are what you eat. So if you eat Big Macs all the time, what are you going to look like? A Big Mac, right? That food that we eat, it becomes part of who we are, doesn't it? There's little cells in the meat. There's little fat cells and protein cells too. But there's cells that become, once we consume it, it goes into the cells of our body, and it becomes part of who we are. It attaches to the cellulite, you know. It clings. It clings to you, right? So if you're chasing after Big Macs, you know, you're going to be that. If you're chasing after lust, you're going to lead a lustful life. If you're chasing after greed, you're going to be greedy. Same principle. If you're chasing after God, if you're chasing after Jesus and the things that really satisfy, then He will be living inside of you because His presence will become part of your DNA. It will become part of who you are. What things make us more like Christ? How do we partake of Christ? How do we eat the bread of life? How do we do that?
Prayer.
Building relationship with our Father. Reading the Bible. Learning about God and what He wants for our life. What? Doing what the Bible says to do, a novel concept, right? We can read the Bible, but following it is a little bit harder sometimes, but we got to work towards that. All those things. How about caring about the things that Jesus cares about? How about loving the things that Jesus loves and hating the things that Jesus hates? Sin, oppression. That's how we become more like Christ. That's how we have Him living inside of us. That's how we can be truly satisfied. The things of this world pass away. It's not going to do it for you. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I love this. Don't conform to the patterns of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. The world wants to conform you. They want to put up these billboards and these TV commercials and all these things that say, if you get this, then you'll be happy. If you just do this, then you'll be satisfied. And if you listen to the things of the world, you won't ever be satisfied. We need to transform our thinking. Let God's presence be inside of us and changing the way our heart is, changing the way our brain is, so that we're wired towards the things of Jesus. That's how we don't conform. That's how we be more satisfied in only the things of Jesus. Matthew 25 says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous ones will reply, Lord, when do we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When do we ever see you sick and in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me. That's caring about the things that Jesus cares about. That's loving the things that Jesus loves. How do we be satisfied? By following after Jesus. What's in there? Service. Caring for people who are sick. Giving people food. Seeing people who are in prison. Caring for the widows and orphans. That's the heart of Jesus. That's what we become as we transform more into the likeness of Him. You ever see Transformers? You know, more than meets the eye. That's what we become. We don't transform into a giant robot, which would be cool. But we transform into the image of Christ. When we transform our lives to be more and more like Jesus and strip off those things that hinder us, when we let those things go that are holding us back or putting a block between us and God, then we will be truly satisfied in Jesus, who is the bread of life, who will be the only thing that will fulfill us, the only thing that will sustain us, and we drink his living water. This bread is getting in my way. Sorry. That's just to wake some of you up. So. It's bread. Why is that so funny? I don't know. I just want you guys to know this today. The only thing that will really satisfy you, the only thing that you will ever be fulfilled in life, is not the things of the world. It's not what you see on TV. It's not what your worldly friends tell you. You should do this, you should do that, this is so great. Maybe for a season. Sin is fun for a season, but how much pain is there in the long run? Jesus doesn't want us to be brokenhearted and have all these pain from doing the things that are not of God. Like Rachel had an awesome talk on Monday about, if you love me, you will obey me. If we love Jesus and we love God, we do those things and we're satisfied in him. We don't need anything else. And that's what I want you to know today. Don't settle for anything less than being satisfied in Jesus. Nothing else will do it. You may have smelled this bread when you came in. Yeah, it's good. Double the cinnamon. All right. How do you turn it?
Twist it.
Rachel usually does this for me, so. This bread smelled so delicious. I didn't know it would smell that good. When I came in the door back there to this building, I was like, you know, like a little cartoon smells, and you're like wafting. I'm just going to eat a piece despite you. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Now, this bread is delicious, and it smells great, but by supper, I'm still going to be hungry. Tomorrow, I'm still going to have to eat, and the next day, and the next day. It's okay. It's good. It's great. But it's not going to satisfy me fully. The only thing in life that will really satisfy you is the bread of life. Now I'm spitting bread. Jesus is the bread of life. He is the living water. He wants us to come to him and be satisfied. He doesn't want us to chase after the things in the world that aren't going to last. He knows there's something better for us, and he wants that for each and every one of us. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we know that the things of this world don't satisfy. We know that only in you can we be fulfilled. I just pray that we would realize that we would confront our sin, that we would strip off that garbage that's holding us down, that we would come to you. Lord, I pray that we would devote ourselves fully to you, not just read the Bible, but follow it, not just say we're a Christian, but live it. Your way is the best way, Lord. I just pray that we would transform more and more into the image of you every day, because you are life. Your Son is the bread of life. Only in him can we be satisfied. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.